This is part two of topic nine. Research conducted with and the use of the pre-competition psychological checklist suggest a number of interpretations that could be used as hypotheses for further study. These interpretations are proposed as guidelines for the practical use of the checklist. The first is that patterns of symptoms that exist before various levels of performance are more obvious in higher levels of performer. This suggests there is a learning process that takes place in the development of an athlete. Eventually, an athlete learns how he or she should feel before performing at certain levels of competency. Thus, to perform in a great manner, an athlete must experience certain feelings and states. While performing normally, other sensations and feelings should exist. The pre-competition psychological checklist is sensitive enough to detect those differences. If patterns of symptoms do not exist, then the athlete has yet to develop consistent and controlled manners of pre-competition preparation. The implication of this assertion is that if an athlete is required to do a great performance to be successful, but only displays a symptom pattern which precedes a normal performance, then the coach must intervene and change the athlete to the state of experiencing the pre-great level of performance symptom patterns. It is hypothesized that there is a skill in preparing to do one's very best. The exhibition of a consistent pattern of checklist responses before a great level of performance is evidence that the skill has been mastered. A failure to exhibit a consistent pattern indicates that an athlete will perform inconsistently. A second generalization is that there are linear relationships between the scales in the checklist and the self-perceived performance rating, and that these relationships exist in serious and above average athletes. Athletes of lesser ability or experience do not exhibit such a relationship. Their patterns are inconsistent and of various forms. A third generalization is that the single scale that best relates to performance levels appears to be control over distractions. A fourth one is that there are a number of symptoms that, if checked by an athlete, are worthy of intervention if an athlete's performance enhancement is sought. That means that this tool can indicate when troublesome preparation states exist. The pre-competition psychological checklist provides information about feelings and states in an athlete at a particular time. It indicates the state of an athlete before competitions. When longitudinal data are collected on an athlete, it is possible to detect trends and relationships and to use that information to predict performance levels. Those predictions may be used to substantiate using psychological intervention procedures before a competition to produce a more desirable set of psychological symptoms and appraisals in an athlete. It is contended that if an athlete reports a particular pattern of symptoms and scale responses that have been previously associated with the highest category of performance self-assessment, then a high level of performance will ensue. A coach would attempt to have an athlete experience those previously reported sensations before an event where the highest level of performance quality is expected. This completes part two of topic nine.